Traditional U.S. news outlets seldom focus on Africa, and that makes it difficult for immigrants from that continent to stay informed about their home countries. But thanks to modern technology, some African immigrants are changing the way information is shared. Reporter Abdoulaye Ba comes to us from Feet in Two Worlds, a project that brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio. As he reports, African immigrants have set up virtual radio stations using free conference call services and cell phones.
Omar is a New York City cab driver from the Ivory Coast, West Africa. He works the night shift. When passengers climb into Omar's yellow cab, they may get the impression that the headphones glued to his ears are used to talk to friends or other cab drivers. Actually, this cabbie is plugged into one of the most valuable sources of news about Africa and the African immigrant community in New York.
I listen to African radio, including the Jacques Roger show hosted by a fellow Ivorian. These African radio stations are very important for me because I get to learn about what happens back home.
What Omar refers to as radio is actually not your typical over-the-air broadcast station. Hundreds of African immigrants across the U.S. use free conference call telephone lines to broadcast news, talk shows, and music to their communities in their native languages. Suleiman Diallo is an immigrant from the West African country of Guinea.
We learned there are some free conference lines that we could use.
About 3 years ago, Diallo and other Guinean friends living in New York created a free conference call account.
There is a number that you dial. It looks like a phone number. And there is a code that you also dial to get connected to the right conference line.
They then invited people from within their informal network to connect, listen, and to participate in the discussion just like on talk radio.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
We talk about healthy eating. We talk about like the right and the obligation of the immigrant. What are the risks that you have if you live in this country, you are not documented? How can you file your taxes if you are a business owner or if you are employed or if you have children?
With a web-based interface that comes with a free conference call account, Giallo is able to see all the calls on the line, to mute or unmute anyone on the line, and to take questions or comments from callers. Sometimes there are as many as 2,000 people listening. Suleiman says the demand from the African community for news from home is only increasing.
The majority of the audience is New York-based audience. However, we do get audience members from other states, from other countries like Canada, Europe. People who are listening to us from outside the country use Skype.
I get interest of this from the election in my country, Guinea.
I said to Diallo, no relation to Suleiman, is a regular listener. From her Staten Island home, she tunes into these conference call radio stations.
Some of them don't talk only about politics, so that's why I get into it. Some of them talk about family, our children here, education for the kids.
With unlimited calling plans now being offered by cell phone companies, Diallo says she doesn't worry about going over her minutes when she calls in to listen, and she can listen anywhere.
The convenience means that I'm using my own cell phone. I'm not waiting for somebody to let me know when to stop, so I could talk as much as I'm available.
Radio host Suleiman Diallo says he hopes to distribute these discussions even more widely, following the example of other well-established immigrant communities in the U.S.
People from India, people from China, people from Bangladesh, they all have their TV stations and radio stations. Why not us? Maybe one day we will have it. It's just like a baby step. Let's hope like the good thing going to come.
And some New York City-based African political activists are using conference call radio stations to raise money for political candidates in their home country. For them, these peculiar radio stations are creating a much-needed public forum for African immigrants in the digital age. For WNYC, I'm Abdoulaye Ba.
Vous savez,